Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And welcome to the Red Men TV. It is Daily News Time once again, and we are still partnered and sponsored by Unibet. We'll be discussing the latest news around Liverpool Football Club, some general news and some transfer news as well. So if we don't cover enough of the transfer news and rumours, do head over to that Unibet blog. Link in the description, link in the comments. After the video, of course, go over there, check them out. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. They've got loads of great writers and Ross Shanley. It was written an article for them as well, which we will be discussing later on. Obviously, Robert from the Raps there. Ross's article is absolutely superb. We'll be talking a little bit about that one later on in the show, and I can't wait. But we're going to start with the headline story of the day, and it has come out why Zeljko Bubac left Liverpool Football Club. So it was deemed personal terms for the longest time, wasn't it, Ross? And it's come out, and it's actually via Rafa Honigstein. It's done an update for Bring the Noise, the Jurgen Klopp book. If you've not read it, read it. It's absolutely superb. But it's come out that it was a little bit disgruntled around the influence that Pep Linders had in the coaching staff and the dressing room, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a bit mad. I don't understand why it's come out now, because and why Liverpool kind of covered it up, sort of thing, because in the middle of the season you don't want all that drama. And it was enough drama that he left, and people were saying, you know, Liverpool dropped off because he was the brains behind everything. But you know, there's politics and tension in like any job in the world, isn't there, I suppose? So for him to go and do that, I do find it quite interesting, and it is a bit of a shame because him and Klopp worked together for so long. But I also believe, you know, they're still good mates now, which is fine. And, you know,
that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good for Liverpool.
So they worked together for 17 years, and again, you know, look, initially it was claimed they'd taken leave due to personal reasons, but a split from the club was eventually finalised in January after reaching a settlement on his contract. By then, Linders had already returned to pull off a brief spell as manager of NEC Nijmegen in his native Netherlands, but the Dutchman was then confirmed in the position of assistant. Let's have a little quick look. In an updated version of his biography, Klopp, Bring the Noise, German journalist Rafa Honigstein has given a new insight. The Liverpool staff had noticed that a notoriously wordless Bubac had switched from monosyllables to zero syllables in recent months, relayed by Spox. Bubac looked as if he would not have been happy with the increasing influence of fourth assistant coach Pep Linders. Laid-back Dutchman was very popular with the players. Relationship between Bubac and Klopp has survived, as Ross just mentioned. Both could just not work together anymore. And I'm glad that they are friends, because you know, you don't want to, if in business, in whatever, in work and whatever, you don't want to fall out with somebody and fall out. I mean, they must have been close friends for a long time. They'd worked together for so long. So,
I think it's hard when it's such an intense and pressured environment as well. I think you kind of see things. But I do also find it mad, because we speak a lot about how good Klopp is with man management and managing the players. And, you know, people that aren't regular first team players that are good players are saying, you'll get your game time, you'll do this and do that. Okay, it's not exactly the same thing with, you know, backroom staff, but you kind of think, blaming him for not handling it well, but you think he would have spotted it, or you know, tried to absolve it. Maybe he did.
Maybe he did. And you know, it's difficult, isn't it, when you, as you say, in those high pressure situations, if Klopp is liking the ideas of Linders and he's trying to incorporate those with Bubac's, maybe Bubac would be like, well, you know what, I've been with you 17 years, you should be trusting me. But Klopp, ultimately, the buck stops at him.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the responsibility. He has a responsibility to Bubac, as most employees do have. But he has to make sure it's right for Liverpool Football Club. And it will have been a very difficult thing to bring in Linders and almost, you know, have that going on with Bubac at the same time. But ultimately, Liverpool have come out stronger for it. You know, he left just before the Champions League final that we lost a couple of years ago. And now we went on and went one better and won the Champions League. So it looks like his decision has been justified. We've gone up 400 subscribers on Red Men News. Thank you very much. We're on 7,300 yesterday. We're now on 7.723. Why? 1,000 subscribers? Why not just say 7,723 subscribers? Absolutely fantastic. As always, first, this Monday, 8th of July, we will be going over there. So your daily news content will be going over there, same time, 12:30, there or thereabouts, every day. So next story, Naby Keita, injury fears eased with Liverpool hopeful he will be there on the club's pre-season tour. Ross Chandley with this one.
Yeah, so, you know, it's been a lot. It's been going on for about 2 weeks this now, hasn't it? Naby Keita was injured. You know, we all know, during the Barcelona game, he missed the final. Liverpool rested him. He was at home for the Champions League final. Guinea wanted him at AFCON, which is fair enough. And I think they played him, even though he was injured. He didn't play. He came as a sub, played another, started another game, got injured again. And he's been back and forth of Liverpool coming back, and Liverpool eventually turned around and said, no, he's not playing, and they sent him on holiday, which I'm very relieved about. Because,
so he saw the, sorry, go you know, on, you carry on.
No, just saying I'm relieved about it because he's been going on for about 2 weeks, and you're thinking, he's not fit, don't play him. And we've mentioned this once or twice already this week, saying, you know, people are passionate about, you know, playing for their country. It might be, that might be the case, or, you know, they need him because he's a very important player for them. But it was always going to hinder him starting, you know, the start of the season, which comes pretty quickly, and the games are thick and fast as well. We've already got Marnie and Salah out there, which we touched on yesterday. Them coming back late. We've got Alisson and Bobby out, you know, with Brazil. They're going to come back a bit later. We need to start on the front foot.
That's it. Like, so, yeah, I mean, the thing with Naby is he's going to make the American tour, which is good as well. Oh. So he's going to have probably 2 weeks with the squad, and he's gone on holiday now. They looked at him and they've assessed his injury, and they've said he can't go back, basically. That's the update of the story. So, yeah, he'll be back for pre-season training in America. Hopefully, you know, we spent so much time talking on the Reds News Roundup on Monday, talking about how important it is to get players back in. And
maybe they watched
it. Maybe they did. And listen, they're much cleverer than us. They wouldn't be talking to us.
No.
Liverpool to give Brazil stars Firmino and Becker well in break after the Copa America. They're going to get a three-week holiday after the Copa America. They should get back just in time for the Premier League, really, shouldn't they? They'll be back in about the 1st of August, is it? Something like that.
Yeah.
And I think the game's the 9th, or it's like the 31st of July, something like that. So they'll have a full week of training. They won't have a full pre-season. So I'd be surprised if we saw them in the Community Shield, which is obviously earlier than the Premier League.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So we won't see them there, I wouldn't think. They won't have too much to get back up to match fitness, which is good. So maybe Klopp will use them first game of the season or the second game of the season. But this is great news as well, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's a well-deserved break. Now, again, we mentioned yesterday there was a huge gap between the end of the Premier League and the Champions League final, which I think kind of messed all this up. But they got so far in Copa America, obviously they're in the final. If they win that, which I think they might do, they've got a really good chance, it's going to boost confidence. They're going to have a little rest and look back at the season. Actually, we will know to Alisson as well. So, you know, three golden gloves. Sit down, have a
is
chill.
It like 9 clean sheets on the bounce he's had now going back to last season for us in the Copa America and stuff?
But I think in the Copa America, you probably caveat with it, I think he's had 5 shots at him. I mean, he's made a couple of decent saves and he saved the penalty as well.
I mean, that Lionel Messi free kick save was amazing. Maybe Lionel shouldn't have scored against the Nou Camp in quite the same way, and he wouldn't have.
Maybe his confidence has gone.
Maybe he's done him. Tom, can you just get the screen up for 1 second? Because I just need to ask Ross a question here. And I'm sorry to put you on the spot, Ross, but these lads have got medals on. What's that for?
Do you know when you get like Father's Day, or you know, you would get a medal, and he's like number one dad.
Yeah,
they all got them. Oh, no, it's not.
What's it for? Mm. Could anyone let me know in the comments section what this is for? Because Bobby looks great, doesn't he? Alisson looks like a pirate.
Who's that?
No idea. It's Fabinho wearing a scarf on his head. It must be something significant if they were all dressed like that.
It is. Oh, no.
Something about Madrid's final 19. Ah, it's the winners' medals. Well done, boys. Champions of Europe. And don't you deserve it? We are about to talk about Ross's article. It's over on the Unibet blog. The link will be in the description and the comments as well, so check this one out. I read this one yesterday before it went live, and I've got to say, and I know I'm sat here with him, it's absolutely flipping brilliant. It really is. So it's why Liverpool don't need an attacking midfielder this summer. Ross Chandley, give us a little flavour of the article. And there are Madrid jokes in there as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, got to keep it lighthearted, haven't you? It's just an opinion piece, and you know, now Fakir has been spoke about for like over a year now, and I'm just getting dead sick of it. I think people looked towards last season, they were clamouring for Oxlade-Chamberlain. We're going to have him back. We've already mentioned Naby Keita. He'll be back, and in my opinion, I just think with Liverpool better off spending their money on someone who can push the front three, someone who can rotate the front three and not have a massive drop-off in quality. You know, there's other people that we can buy. I get, you know, we don't have the most creative midfielders in Gini and Henderson, but I don't think that's our system to play. I think, you know, our creativity comes from our full-backs, and I think we've got enough bodies in the middle now. just so you know, it sounds. You know, it's divided opinion.
Of course, on, it will. On socials. Well, that's good. That's what you want.
That's what
something.
I want. Yeah, I'm not saying it's a cert. It's people's opinion. So there's like you're saying, oh, City are buying these people, which I understand, which is fair enough. They've got the money to go and do that. So Liverpool, but you know, it's not the only approach that you can go and make. You can adapt. You can change styles. Someone else said, you know, argue with me. You know, I've mentioned the fullbacks. Well, why don't you have a different option? Again, another fair opinion. It's just I just thought, you know, Liverpool.
It's good. It started some debate on Twitter and stuff, so have a read of it and get in touch with Ross. It's Rossi89.
Yeah, Rossi C89.
Rossi C89 on Twitter. You'd think I'd know by now, but yeah. So latest on Dejan Lovren. Sky Sports have reported this morning actually that Liverpool are not looking to sell Dejan Lovren. So the report's coming out of Italy where the AC Milan wanted him, couldn't afford his wages. Liverpool wanted £25 million. Sky have claimed Reds have no intention of offloading the Croatian international. I for one am happy with that. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section. We'll come and talk about a little bit about Lovren in the comments section as well, because I do want your opinions on this one. And the academy, this is good news. The academy players will mirror Jurgen Klopp's training programme this pre-season. This is good. But I'm also a little surprised that they don't do it already.
Yeah. Maybe there's some confliction between, a conflict even between the teams that are already in it are going, well, you've essentially entered two teams into domestic cups there, aren't you? You know, it's lower league opposition, it's League One, League Two.
Next story, actually, when Liverpool are entering us into the EFL Trophy.
Oh, shit, yes.
But right now, they're mirroring pre-season fans, pre-season plans.
Sorry, this is all...
But it probably does feed in quite nicely, I think, Ross, into what's coming next.
This is all building towards Kirby, I think that's what you're getting at, isn't it? You know, the whole point of the Kirby development is to have both teams together so Jurgen Klopp can go on... watch what's going on with the under-23s and actually go, actually, I fancy you over here. You can do that. You can learn off people a bit more. And, you know, it's good integration for the both. It does concern me that, you know, being under Klopp's regime and of training might be intense for everyone losing. You don't want to burn them out, which is fair enough, but at least they're going to get a taste of what's to come in the future. And Liverpool can assess them quicker, going, well, actually, you might not be good enough for us, and you can kind of judge them on that basis.
It. Like, and I think ultimately, look, Jurgen Klopp might want them to do something, but we employ people who are independent of Jurgen Klopp. These sports scientists, these fitness coaches, and stuff like that, they're looking at, I've no idea what's happened to my computer screen. I hope that didn't happen, Tom, there. We've got no idea. Oh, sorry. I've lost my trail of thought completely. I'm just going to do this for a second while I think of it.
Under 23's integration.
That's what we were talking about. I've no idea what happened with my laptop there, but it's completely gone. I've clearly clicked on an advert or something. One of the things that I think is important is these sports scientists will be able to stand up to Jurgen Klopp and go, no, they can't do this. They're too young, or their body's not ready. And ultimately, the fitness people and the sports scientists do have last control on it. You know, if Jurgen Klopp says, I need them to do this, and they say, well, he's not ready, you won't have him in the time, then that's not down to Jurgen Klopp, which is good. Let's talk about the EFL Trophy then. Liverpool's academy prospects are going to enter the EFL Trophy for the very first time. It was announced last month that they'd enter the under-21 side in the competition. Reds are among 16 Category 1 academy teams in the 2019-20 tournament, alongside 48 clubs from, spoilers from Ross, League 1 and League 2. This is great, because this is really building them up for competitive football. The under 23s, we're going to, or the under 21, so we're going to see exactly what they're made of against League One and League Two opposition. And we might not have to loan as many of these players out.
No, I think between this story and the last story, I think you can test players mentally as well. You know, you go into big competition where, you know, at the end of this one, you could potentially play at Wembley. Like, who doesn't want to do that as a footballer? You know, and they suffer the heartbreak and they go through that sort of stuff. They go through these early stages. So when they come to the first team, I've already mentioned the other story, but they're going to be ready mentally, not just physically.
What's going on? I think that light's about to explode in my face. The worst part about that is you won't know how bright these lights are, but I looked at that for at least 3 seconds then. And now I literally can't see anything, mate. So we'll try and do something over here. We're going to get into the comments now, Tom. Start us off with the Buvach stuff, if you don't mind.
Andres Colmenares says, don't care that Buvach is gone. We didn't need him to win number six.
We did not. I kind of do. I don't care in that Liverpool are good, but I kind of I kind of care in a little way because I think he did obviously bring something. You know, Klopp obviously trusted him for 17 years, but ultimately Liverpool is the most important thing to me. And, you know, Jürgen Klopp being a little bit happier for having Buvac by his side, I'm not that bothered about. I'd rather Liverpool be successful, so I agree with you, I suppose. Dave LFC Chat is in here as well. Thank you, Dave. He just says, hi, Reds. I was actually on Dave's show last night. It's on YouTube. It's Dave LFC's Chats. If you want to see me talking to him about number six, now boss it is to be a Liverpool fan, then go over there. Thanks very much for taking the time speaking to me and inviting me on again and pecking my head for 3 weeks, Dave. It was a real pleasure, mate. So, next one, let's talk about Lovren.
I didn't really get any Lovren.
Oh, come on. Where is everyone on the Lovren? Hey, thanks, Tom, for reading mine. Says Andreas Colmenares.
No problem.
Who pronounced it better? Was it Chris or Tom?
Obviously, Tom.
What do you think of City's Rodri signing? I wasn't asking you. Mohamed Zahid said, what do you think of City's Rodri signing, Chris? But I'll say, what do you think of it, Tom?
What do I think of Rodri?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Great insight.
And in a nutshell, is why Tom sits behind the camera. Ross, what about you, mate?
Good signing. Kind of counters me. Article that I wrote yesterday, so thanks for that. We know that they're good at spending money. They know they're good at buying backups and stuff. There was a release clause and City's gone out and, you know, we know they don't mess about in the league. I think they're probably looking towards kind of building towards David Silva going. You know, I think he's already announced he's going to be his last season for Man City. They can embed someone in him and be ready, you know, which kind of keeps us on our toes, I suppose. And maybe we have to go into the market for, you know, backups or support. Sorry, not backups.
Listen, I think Manchester City have been just as good in the transfer market for the last season and a bit. So I would suspect that this is going to be a good signing for them. One that's probably going to take over from Fernandinho, isn't he? Yeah. It worries me. It does worry me that, you know, City are spending well. Looks like they're going to bring back Angelino at left back
as well. They got him yesterday.
Yeah. Wow. So he's one of the players that we picked out as a potential for Liverpool to buy as a backup left back option.
Oh, well.
On the scouting show that I did with a Football League scout, Charlie Dawson. We looked at 200 left backs around Europe, and he was our favourite to sign, which is a little bit mad. Like,
where is that show?
That is on the redmentv.com. If you want to see more in depth, us scouting left-backs, us scouting centre-backs, and this weekend, us scouting attacking players that you could get value from, then do it. Redmentv.com, £5 a month.
We got a comment there.
As a fella, Chris, did the glasses wobble again? It was Austin Powers-esque. What was the comment you want to make?
Andres Colmenares says, Tom did better as Andres, and you said it second name better.
So I won because his second name was longer. Thank you very much, Andreas. Or just Andre. Okay, would you rather Coutinho back or sign Bruno Fernandes? Quickly.
Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah. Okay. Have you heard that Danny Carvalho's links? Also, do you think Bruno links are real? I don't think the Bruno links are real. I do think that his agent is in England. I think he's meeting Manchester United, certainly. I think those links are certainly real. Danny Ceballos links, Real Madrid player. 22 years old, I think, is Ceballos, something like that, midfielder. Very good player, one that Klopp apparently has liked for quite a little bit of time. Whether we buy him or not, not sure on the links yet. I've actually got Neil Jones in from Goal. He used to work for the Liverpool Echo as well. He's in tomorrow, so I'll be pecking his head on all of these transfer links and trying to find out the latest for you. We'll do that before the Daily News show, but that'll be a 45-minute, hour-long show on all the latest Reds transfer news. So yeah, absolutely fantastic show lines up. Thank you all for your interactions, your comments. Don't forget to like the video. Do that now. Subscribe to the Red Men TV on YouTube. If you like more content, there's redmentv.com. And one final thing, please do go over and support Unibet and Red Men News on its brand new venture. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong. What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.